following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, Refuge family. How you doing? This is Mike Rogers once again with a Refuge Daily on this thankful Thursday. I hope your day is going well. I know that not all days go well for me, and I'm sure that they don't all go well for you as well. Sometimes they start out well and don't end up so well, and sometimes it's the opposite. They don't start out so well, but by the end of the day, they turn out pretty good. And I was thinking about that today and thinking about how sometimes song relates to Scripture and Scripture relates to song, and we have the Psalms that we can enjoy, and sometimes that song will bring us joy, and those things are really helpful sometimes to change how your day is going, just kind of your demeanor, your attitude, those kind of things. And it happens to me a lot. I think about songs at times when I'm joyful. I think about songs sometimes when I'm sad, but usually a song can turn around that sadness and turn it into joy. And so I thought I'd share with you just a couple of words of scripture from Psalm 118, very popular, I'd say, or very familiar to many. And I'm gonna read right now through from Psalm 118, verse 22 to 24, and it says, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." And of course, we know now that that is Jesus Christ they're talking about, that the religious leaders of the time, the builders of that time, they had rejected Jesus Christ when he came. So a prophetic psalm here. It says, "This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." And then in verse 24, this is something that might ring a bell to you if you're familiar with some, perhaps even what might consider a nursery school, a Sunday school rhyme, and that is, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And I love that song. I think that that one oftentimes has lifted me up at times when I thought I was not having a good day. But then I recognize that the Lord has given me this day, and even on days that don't work out real well, that oftentimes I can turn it around by just thinking about the fact that the Lord has given me this day. He's going to get me through it, and then perhaps by the end of the day when I lay my head on the pillow, I can give him thanks for just getting me through that. And then at the end of that particular Psalm 118, verse 29, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever." And so that is obviously a very comforting thought when we consider that. And when we lift up our heart and thanks to him, it turns our attitude around. And we recognize, as it says, "For he is good." And we do know that. We know that anybody who knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, anybody who has God as their Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit living in them, they know that he is good. And also, his mercies endure forever. So his mercies are going to continue, and they'll always be. One other scripture says that his mercies are new every morning. So I thought I'd share a song with you, just speaking of songs, and it's one that does bring me joy oftentimes. It is one that I've often played to uplift people sometimes at down times when they were perhaps in a hospital or maybe going through difficult times. It's written by a man named George W. Cook, and I think you're going to know this song. George William Cook was born in Yorkshire, England in 1884. He actually died in Jamestown, New York in 1951. And he wrote this song, and I think you're going to be very familiar with it. And I hope it lifts up your day. It's not something that I do or I've done before on Refuge Daily, but hopefully this will bless you and lift up your day. It's called "Down in My Heart," or some people know it as "Joy, Joy, Joy," right? "I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart,
so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I have that peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got that peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I have the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I have the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Hope you have the love of Jesus in your heart. Hope you have a blessed day today. Be well on this thankful Thursday. This is Mike Rogers signing out. God bless you all.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.